Hallelujah, amen. In the name of Jesus, welcome to part 11, Baby Bottle Faith in a Better New and Living Way. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 10. God has chosen Jesus to be his special priest in the same way that Melchizedek was. Chapter 5, verse 11. We must be careful that we do not go away from Christ. We have a lot more to say to you about these things, but you are slow to understand things. As a result, it is difficult to explain any more to you now. Luke chapter 18, Jesus talks about how to pray. Jesus tell a story to his disciples, and he wanted to teach them how they should pray, and they must not go get tired. He said to them, in a certain city there was a judge. He was not afraid of God. He did not respect people, and it was a woman. Her husband was dead. And she come to that judge and told many times about her problem, that somebody against her and tried to make her hurt, and she needed help, help and support. But the judge avoided her. But after a long time, the judge could see that he's in trouble. Each time she appear and complain, and he doesn't answer, he get a lot of bad spirit and bad thing. Then he decide to judge for her something and let her go. And Jesus said that this judge wasn't a good man, but you should think about what he said. He helped the woman because he caused him trouble. She caused him trouble. But as for God, he always helps those that he has chosen to be his children. Jesus also talk about about himself, the Son of Man. We return to earth, but Jesus also wondering when he will come back again. If there anybody believes in Jesus in that time or not. And Jesus tells the story about two men who were praying, and it was one Pharisee and another tax collector. And the Pharisees prayed and told God that and thank God that he's not thief, he's not murderer, he's not sinner, he's not like that tax collector, and that he's better than another people. And the tax collector prayed and told God that, please God, be kind to me, I have done many bad things. And Jesus then said to all of us, says to all of us, that the Pharisees who see himself better than another and put himself higher than another, and the tax collector, the sinner, who are humble and see himself low, and beg for apologize, repent and confess and beg for apologize. And in God's way, it is the tax collector has better place. And anybody who explain themselves higher and better than another, God bring them down and lift up the humble people. Little children come to Jesus. When the people with their children came to Jesus, that Jesus touched them, Jesus' disciples try to put away the children, but Jesus stopped them and told that let them come to Jesus, because they inherit the kingdom of God. And also Jesus confirmed that if we are not, we cannot be children, we are not children, because when we baptize, we are going to be reborn. And in Christianity, we are the children in when we are baptized. We are reborn and we are children until we learn everything about the Christianity. And Jesus tell a person must become like a little child for God to rule in his life. If he does not become like a child, he will not come into the kingdom of God. We continue with Luke chapter 18. Jesus meets a rich ruler. It was a very rich person came to Jesus and asked him, teacher, what must I do so that I can live with God forever? And Jesus explained for him a lot of sin, and that you must avoid such a sin. And he tell Jesus that during his life he hasn't done such a thing, such a sin, and even he hadn't thought about them. And Jesus looked at him and told that it is one thing left. Go and sell everything you have and give the money to poor people. And that person became a little sad because he had a lot. And Jesus told to his disciples, it is so. The rich people is very hard to leave what they have. And it is not, it is something that we must think, that we have a lot of things and God give us for our welfare, but we shouldn't be a slave of material. Jesus makes a blind man well. When Jesus was in near to Jericho, a blind man heard crowd, and he asked those people, what is going on? And they told that Jesus from the Nazareth is walking past. And suddenly the blind man shouted and asked Jesus, son of David, please be kind to me and help me. People tried to keep him silent, but he loud shouted higher. And Jesus came to him and asked him, what do you want, what he want to do for him. And he told that he will see again. And Jesus only told him that, okay, see again. And Jesus confirmed that because of his faith, he's cured. Romans chapter 3. They are asking if it is good or it is good to be Jew or Gentile. And Jesus tells them, whoever believes and listens to God's messages and obey and understand and obey, then that person is a good person. It is written in the Bible, your message is true, it shows that you are right. People may say that you are wrong, but it will always be clear that you are right. And they are also wondering about people who do wrong things, and they are telling why God doesn't punish such a wrongdoer. And Jesus tells them that they are going to be judged in the end of the world, and everybody are going to be judged in the end of the world. And it is very important that we keep in our mind to do good things. Nobody is right with God. We cannot say that the Jewish are better than another people, and it is written in the Bible, there is nobody who is right with God. There is not even one person who is like that. There is nobody who understands what is true. There is nobody who wants to worship God. Everyone has turned away from God. All people have become completely bad. Nobody does what is good or kind. No, there is not even one person who is like that. Bad words come out of their mouth like a very bad smell. They tell lies all the time so that people do wrong things. The things that they say hurt people like a snake's poison. They are always saying bad things against people because they want to cause trouble for them. They hurry to kill people everywhere they go. They destroy things. They only make people very sad. They have never known how to live in peace. They refuse to respect God in any way. And everything is clear. And God also let us know what is good and what is bad and how we should be. How God accept people. God has shown us the way that he will accept people as right with him. It is not a part of the law to give Moses, but God's law and the message of his prophets have told us about it. And God accepts people as right with himself because Jesus Christ did what God wanted. God accepts every person who believes in Christ. It is the same way for everyone, whether they are Jews or Gentiles or another people, another usual people. Those people who do wrong thing, God give them opportunity to be awakened and confess, be humble, confess their sin, and repent and ask for apologize. If they continue with their sinful life, God leave them and God make them blind and deaf that they cannot be saved because they avoid to obey God's words and be faithful. Hebrews chapter 7 about Melchizedek, who was the king of aesthetical salem, and he was also a priest of God, and Melchizedek met Abraham when Abraham was back from the war. Melchizedek blessed Abraham, and Abraham gave Melchizedek 10th part of everything he had won in the fight. And the name Melchizedek means king of peace, king of everything that is right. And his other name is king of Salem, means that king of peace. And Melchizedek was betrothed God's prophet, and God made him prophet, and he used him, and he was faithful and did a lot of things for God's grace, and God was happy, and Abraham also became blessed by Melchizedek, and Melchizedek learned Abraham a lot of things, and make God happy. And Abraham was the one who had already received God's promises. And God promised to Abraham, when he could see that Abraham is humble and very grateful and faithful, then God promised Abraham that he's going to get children and children, children and children of children, and a whole ancestor and the whole generation. Jesus is different kind of priest, and God, the Bible speak about Jesus as a priest like this. You will be a priest forever in the same way that Melchizedek was God's priest. Then also God talk about Jesus, that God make him as a priest, a good high priest. And God said, the Lord God has promised this strongly. He will not change his mind. You will be a priest forever. And God talk about Jesus. And Hebrew chapter 6, it's about understanding our understanding our mission. When we are born in this world, we have a mission. We must understand the philosophy of God's creation, and also understand why we are coming in this world, why we are born, what is our duty, what is our responsibility. And we must learn about that, and through Christ Jesus, who is the Son of God, we are going to be able and understand this, and we must keep us close to God and Jesus. We must not turn away from Jesus. It is very important that you accept Jesus and join and become Christian. There is no way back. And when you know and hear about Jesus, you shouldn't turn away from Jesus. You must respect, you must understand, and you must ask God to give you wisdom to understand Jesus' revelation, and also join Jesus and be a part of his current revelation. God promised to Abraham, I have talked about that already, and Hebrews chapter 7 verse 2, Abraham gave Melchizedek a 10th part of everything that he had won in the fight. The name Melchizedek means king of everything that is right. His other name, King of Salem, means king of peace. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. So we must go on from the first lessons that we learned about Christ. We must grow as a believers. Please save me. They have made me empty. So that we understand more and more, we should not go back to those first lessons again and again. We already know that we must turn away from wrong things that lead to death. We know that we must trust God, and it is very important that we know that sin leads us to death. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 13, the old rules has said that the priest must use the blood of goats or bulls to make people clean, or he could burn a young calf and mix the ashes with water. He would then splash the blood or the ashes over the people who were unclean. Then those people became clean again in their bodies, and they could worship God. Numbers chapter 19, water that makes people clean. And give, God has created water to make us clean, that we wash our body with water and make us clean, that we cannot smell bad things, especially in front of angels who pass by us, and God watch over us, and God see us, and God send his angel to us that carry a good thing from us and also bless us. And God has already put two angels watch over us, one for our good doing, one for our bad doing. And God and Jesus will that we keep us clean, and we must learn also our people, our relatives, children, family, spouse, friends, neighbor, that we must talk about the water, that the water is a liquid which brush and clean our body and clean our home. Hallelujah, amen. Go in peace and happiness. God bless you all, and see you in the next part.